Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap it loud.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud. Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to another episode, a special episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Emmanuel.
Yo, yo.
All right, guys. We said it's a special episode because we're going to read some of your questions. You know, we do the Trap House questions here and there. And, you know, we like it's a fun way to connect and talk some shit. All right. So we're going to connect, talk some shit, and you're going to listen and hush it. All right. Yeah, hush it.
What are we going to say when they ask, where's Cam at?
Oh, Cam getting his hair done. That sounds funny. Hey, look at this weekend. They get his hair done. He need to be bald. That's man shit. All right, so I'm going to start on, we're going to just, if there's some repeat questions, we're just going to skip over those. But all right, let's get to it. Number one, from No Benefit, would y'all ever do another October series? I rewatched the last three that y'all put out over the years, and they're still hilarious. I was thinking about that during this October. I was like, I would like to do a Halloween movie.
Ah, yes.
A movie, maybe not a skit, or even a short. Maybe a Halloween short, like a 30-minute. Technically, ours, if we put them together, they were
pretty much.
They were shorts.
I mean, they're shorts on their own, honestly.
But yeah. Yeah, so I think we would be down to do that again. That would be fun, actually.
That would be fun. And I think Marvel just put out a short called Werewolf by Night. You ever heard of that?
Oh, shit, no.
It's on their Disney Plus. Oh. And it's only like, I think it's less than an hour, but it's cool. Okay. I think, you know, for us to do.
Yeah, I think
like that.
I think we're in the times where I think if we're gonna shoot something, it's gonna be long. Like, you know, you and Mike wrote the short. Like, mm-hmm. I think you guys are gonna see shorts from us. So
definitely
stay tuned. Next from Billy Bob, do you guys think whenever you start a family, will you still have the same time and energy to keep doing videos? Yeah, I think it's balanced. I feel like. That's just like with anything.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely about balance, yeah. And organization.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, granted, if I come in right now and tell, or if any one of us come and say, hey, look, you know, my girl's pregnant.
Right.
They know, okay, there's going to be some times in this pregnancy where he's going to be like, hey, I probably can't make it today. You got to go to the doctor.
Right.
Whatever it is. But you work around it. Just like Cam had to get his hair done. Imagine that his girl was pregnant and she needed to. Mm-hmm. It would just be the same thing. Like, I think that's just any business. I think it's just how it's gonna be. Now, will we? Yeah, no. I think it'd just be more efficient. To be honest, we know. Yeah. All right, we gotta be organized. Like, it gotta be this or it gotta be that. You know, hey, I got the kids today. Fuck it, the kid will be on the trap. Put that little nigga right here. Sit your ass down and listen.
Put his ass to work.
Oh, yeah. AEA Visuals. When are you guys going to write a novel? I would love to read. I think novels come late. I feel like novels come in the later years.
That's something you really got to focus on. A lot of time.
You can't do a lot of this.
And it's what you want to write about. I mean, you know, you could do a novel now.
Yeah.
But do you want to do a novel or are you trying to do a biography? That would take you probably want to wait until later on in life.
I definitely want to write a book, but that, like you said, that takes, you kind of got to go away for 8 months and tuck away.
Yeah. And just figure out what you want to talk about.
Because you don't want it to come out and they be like, boo. Boo. Yeah, boom. That's one of the funniest. Boom. Boo.
Boom. Boom.
What skit was that in? Oh, that was in the Leon.
Ghost of the Chiropractor.
Yeah. Chef Jar. If given an unlimited budget, what movie would you remake or make a sequel to?
There's a couple.
There's a couple. One that comes to mind is Superbad. I'll redo that with black people because that was such a funny movie to me.
Oh, that's interesting.
I
would say that Friday is the black Superbad.
Yeah, I could say that. Kinda.
You know what I'm saying?
Just two friends hanging out doing. Yeah,
pretty much going on an adventure. Yeah. But I would say I always wanted to do a movie. A black version of this movie called Romancing the Stone. But they asked him about us in general, right?
What movie would you remake or make a sequel to?
Okay, so I would do a black Romancing the Stone. Yeah. Romancing the Stone was like a poor man's Indiana Jones, but with Michael Douglas back in the day. It's hard. And I would also... What's that? Oh shit, that's wrong plan.
I would redo Us in a bad boy situation, a group bad boys.
Oh, okay.
Because of the comedy action.
That'd be hard. A group, a team, a squad. Not a squad. What's it called?
Maybe we'd be on a SWAT team.
SWAT team. Yeah. There you go. Like a SWAT bad boys.
Damn, that's good. That's funny. That'd be cool.
I think you could also do that with a Men in Black.
A
team Men in Black.
We would be funny, like cool an alien.
What's another big one? That's a good question. I love questions like that.
Trying to think of another one.
One we wanted to do is actually coming out. House Party.
House Party.
We actually sat down with Reggie Hudlin, the creator of House Party. Shout out to Reggie. Talked with him for a while. We were, that was something.
That was early, too. That was 2015. Yeah, that was way before. 14,
yeah.
Oh, shit. No, that was before that. That was 2012.
That was 2012. Yeah. Back in the day.
All right. Diana. Kim Wabazi, sorry if I butchered that. Would you guys ever get matching tattoos?
No.
Also, how is how is Smiley doing? I kind of miss him. Can he say hi to us? You got to talk to Smiley about that. Holla at him. I was watching the podcast.
I don't think that's possible to talk to Smiley.
No, you can talk. Oh, yeah, he can't talk. Yeah, that's true. I was watching the podcast sometime, and I thought of a Dormtainment movie hit me based on the true story of the movie, based on you guys, how you guys came from different worlds and ended up here. I could vividly see the movie in my head. How cool would that be? Random, I know. I think that's all. I mean, it could be cool. We had to bump up some wild stuff in there. Super Cyrus 1000, is there any skit that y'all did in the past that you feel like you'd be able to do more justice now with your improved acting/comedic timing, etc.?
Every single one.
Every
single one. You can't ask anybody that has any type of art or craft or something if they would redo it because every single one would say they would change. Because if you're a perfectionist, you're looking at it from a certain detail.
Yeah.
But from the fan standpoint,
yeah,
you're looking at it this was done perfectly.
From a nostalgic standpoint, of course, we would leave it alone because that's what made the rawness is what made the thing.
Yeah,
but if you
gave
us a choice,
yeah,
absolutely. And
that might not be a good choice.
It might not. Yeah,
it might not always work out. You can't, some people try to do the whole go back and take old work they did and refurbish it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an artist named Pee Wee Longway. you know about
Pee-wee. Somebody asked about Pee-wee Long in here too.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, they said so random. We should do a mic drop about Pee-wee Long because we always talk about it. And then you brought him up.
That is so random. That's godsend. Yeah, we got to do it.
Yeah, we got to do Pee-wee. All
right, but there's a rapper named Pee-wee Longway.
Yeah.
He had a hard ass mixtape that dropped. Mm-hmm. His first mixtape, I think. Mm-hmm. Run Around the Lobby.
Yep.
Very hard. Yep. You know the words.
I
know the words.
Oh, yeah.
Hard. But the actual mixing of the mixtape was atrocious. I was about to say atrendous.
Atrocious. Yeah.
Atrocious and horrendous.
Yeah.
You know, and they tried re-putting back out that project. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now they redid the beats. They fixed it up. It sounded clean. He sounds very clear on there and everything. It don't hit the same.
Yeah.
It don't hit the same.
Yep.
It's something about it rapping out in
that
booth.
Dusty ass booth.
It just hit hard and it just doesn't hit the same. So, you know, you don't always want to go back as an artist and redo shit.
Yeah. Southernmost Biscuit. That's funny. What's been the most challenging and rewarding part of working and operating on a business as a group? What's something you learned from working in Dorentainment that has helped you in other facets of your life? So most challenging is, I think we're just now getting to that, and it took probably this long, is we didn't really have systems set up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't really have systems set in place. And that's none of us went to school for business. But now that we are older and reading about business and see business, it's like, if we would have had those systems in place for certain mm-hmm. things, it probably would have made things a lot easier. But, I mean, you can't take it back. It is what it is. But at the same time, the rewarding part of that is it taught us to just, like, go for it.
Right,
like,
right,
I think
right.
That's the opposite of, you know, of that. I don't know what you think, but you say
I told Mike this the other day, if we could redo it again, I would have brought in, possibly a CEO.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I'm learning that. I'm learning that with Shady Side Up. Like, I'm learning, as a CEO, I can't do the task that the people I need to hire do.
Exactly.
and with Comedy Trap House, learning, mm-hmm. We have to implement people in.
Exactly.
So, with that, with Dorentainment, we were everything. So, it probably could have worked out a different way. Not that it... I mean, I think it did exactly what it was supposed to do. I think mm-hmm. we all know it did what it was supposed to do. And how's it helped us in other facets? I mean, just our comedy chops. I mean, I think that's...
Definitely.
That's just the the improv.
Just
the,
being creative.
Yeah, being creative,
making
yeah.
something out of nothing.
Yeah, for sure. Kimmy G. Hey, y'all. I love rewatching y'all's skits. One of my favorites.
Let's get some smoke.
Dog, this shit is ignorant. We got smoke, y'all. He's an evil genius. You modern wimp.
Excuse me.
Hey, y'all. I love rewatching y'all's skits. One of my favorite skits is Thirst 48. Thirst 48 is funny. Tay had one of the funniest jokes in there.
My dog.
He killed my dog. What kind of dog was it?
A human dog.
That shit was one of the funniest jokes. That shit is hilarious. She said, I laugh like I never seen it before. Anywho, I was watching I Hate Rappers and What Gentlemen Think. I was wondering if the girl dancing in front of Emmanuel in I Hate Rappers was Easy E's daughter remarkable. And the answer is yes. She's cool. She's cool. That's just fun. That was long ago.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her. Remarkable. Yeah, she be rapping. It's just fun. One of the funniest things, dude, like Kenneth's career, bring it up a little bit and then drop it all the way back.
I don't think Nick Cannon talked to us again after that. He didn't bring us on Wildin' Out. That was it right there.
It was great, though.
Mayhem for the loss.
Mayhem for the loss. JB, Cam and Manny Mayhem, what things did your parents do to help y'all be proud of your heritage? Mm. I'm from the Bahamas now, living in America. Any kids I have will grow up here, but I want them to feel connected to the islands instead of their roots. I mean, to the island of their roots. Any suggestions?
Well, number one, and this is for me, it's not going to be for everybody mm-hmm. because depending on where you're from, the food might be trash.
Okay.
I don't know where you're from.
Yeah,
you're from an island, it sounds like. Usually islands have some good food.
Yeah.
So, but my mother, who is Ethiopian, the food, I mean, she made sure we ate mm-hmm. injera, all of it, you know, family gatherings, being close to family, keeping in touch, even though I'm probably the most knucklehead with that. but yeah, just the food is one of the biggest thing that brought me into, yeah, that brought me into the culture. My grandfather, when he came and stayed with us for a little bit, mm-hmm, from Ethiopia when I was in middle school, I learned the most I ever learned. I talked to him, like, he taught me, like, he put me on to so many stories. He was like a war hero.
Yeah, and yeah.
Like, you know, he was like the king's right hand man, you know? And so, you know, so I had something to be proud of. That might not go for everybody, yeah, you know, but I would just say the things that you're proud of your culture, introduce it to your kids.
Yeah, my little brother speaks Amharic.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because she makes sure she talks, yeah, yeah, to her. Yeah, so
that's what's up.
So him being 16,
and your dad don't know shit, do he?
Then he know a few. He know a little bit.
My dad has been married to my mom for 50 some goddamn years, and he don't know thing.
But then my 16 year old brother, he knows some, and then my 10 year old brother, he's learning now too. So, and my 16 year old brother, every year he gets older, a little slap of Ethiopian just gets added to him every year. He look like straight off the boat now. I said, as you get older, you gonna look real Ethiopian.
Now, is he giving like Nipsey Hussle vibes?
Yeah, he got his hair long, curly.
Okay, you know,
He like Abba.
Okay, he looking like Abba. All right, Abba.
Mama, Abba. Shout out to them. Shout out to Abba and Preach. Gypsy, would you guys ever bring a dog into the household? If so, what kind of breed and size? We would love it. We don't have time. We would love that.
I was just talking with a business partner. I was talking with V.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was saying, yo, like, one of the things we were talking about was like a possible mascot.
I would love a dog.
We might have to think about it. We might have 2023, be prepared for some things.
We get a dog. The stock went up.
The stock went up. Yeah, we making him fly,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
he got to be fly.
He got to be fly.
Oh, yeah.
What breed?
And funny.
What breed? I think we'd get a larger dog, I feel like. We would get a...
My choice for us,
yeah,
as a group?
As a group.
A boxer.
I'd be down for a boxer.
Boxers are known to be the silliest dogs.
I'd be down for a boxer.
And for the comedy trap house, yeah, silly-ass boxer.
Dog would be funny. Because they look funny. They look funny.
They'd be sitting on the couch just chilling with their paws.
Yeah, yeah.
I
can see a boxer.
But yeah.
Charles C. I live in Virginia and I'm going to Miami for the first time in March
for
my honeymoon because her family is from there.
Nice.
What are some suggestions for things that me and my wife could do while we're there? Damn, Cam, this is Cam question. But I mean, thanks. And just to give y'all's flowers, been rocking with y'all since I found y'all in senior year of high school in 2012.
And I would
have to say y'all the most consistent YouTubers creators out there, especially being from that early YouTube era. Y'all are still, some of the funniest out there, and it's been great to see the growth and transition that y'all made. Appreciate that, Charles. As far as Miami, man, you and your wife, go down there, man. Just be fucking, man. Just get down there and get in the hotel. Just get to it, you know. But, of course, you go see South Beach. I mean, I think those landmark places.
You know, I was just talking with Mike, and he was saying South Beach is really, like, where you go to get shot at nowadays.
It's like how Buckhead turned to the hood.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I actually heard the other beach. Where is it at?
Like Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. That's the nice beach to go to that a lot of people don't talk about.
Y'all check out Wynwood. That's a nice arts area now. Okay. Like, it's a nice arts area. So the Wynwood area, and that used to be the hood, but now it's like every time, that's where they have Art Basel at. When are you going? Oh, in March. Okay.
So he said he's going with his wife.
It was wife.
Yeah. Why? Why Miami? That is safe. Satan's asshole. Well, no, remember, I say it all
her
the
family
time.
From there. So that's why he going down.
Okay.
There.
But so, I'm sure it's not in the heart of Miami.
Maybe
probably
it's
probably in you know.
Depending on what his wife is. Pembroke
Pines.
Pembroke Pines.
Say that three times. Say it three times.
Pembroke Pines. Pembroke Pines. Pembroke Pines.
Okay. It's tough.
It was tough. I had a concentrate, nigga. All right. But yeah, also come back around and ask us again. Then when Cam's on, he'll drop off some more.
I accidentally hit the smoke again.
The pizza popo. Not a question, but I want to each share one thing you admire. But I want y'all to each share one thing you admire/love about each other.
Oh,
he said I'll go first.
Pizza Popo, that's so sentimental.
Rome, your laugh and sense of humor are fucking hilarious. It makes me laugh always. It cheered me up during tough times. Cam, I love your one-liners, and most importantly, I love how you execute them so nonchalantly. Your brain is amazing. Emmanuel Samuels, I love your unfilteredness. We all need that one friend who's not afraid to say that wild but truthful thing people need to hear, and you're that guy. Mad love and respect to y'all always. Fuck blue cheese game. Now, this is good, appreciate man. That, I appreciate it. I think we've said this before. I think we're one superhero team. Like Emmanuel for sure. Love that he's a go.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
More than his go-gettingness, I like his analytical, like his critical thinking. I would say that for sexy. Sure. Critical. Oh yeah, I like the brand. I'm a sapiosexual.
It's what made me go bald in this bitch.
Because I'm stressed.
I'm always stressed.
Cam, I like his business. Cam is real business, and Cam just he's a silly guy. Man.
Yeah,
creative. I think he's him. You and him. Business wise, I feel like y'all are good on that end too.
I appreciate Cam's determination.
Yeah, when he ready to go do something, he ready to ready to go. Do
absolutely,
it.
He can't see me though, but I appreciate it. And then with Rome, I appreciate I think everyone needs somebody. Like if I'm gonna be the guy, the heel of the group, you know, do certain things. Everyone needs that person on a team that's gonna be the ease of the group, be the calm and be the social person, mm-hmm. be the kind of the light of the room. Mm-hmm. That's even though he's heavy footed as fuck, light in his soul. You know what I mean?
Not in his foot, in his soul.
not light, heavy in his foot, light in his soul. And Rome is great at that. And you're always striving to get better as a person, which I always appreciate with all my friends.
Yeah, for sure.
That they try to do that.
Mike, I love his curiosity. Mike's just gonna try. He gonna try shit. He gonna do shit. So I love Mike's curiosity. Like he gonna come to you and he gonna be like, all right, I'm doing this now, and you be like, all right, fuck it, let's do it, let's try it.
Yeah, and I don't really fuck with Mike, but I'll say that. No, Mike. Mike is the most. If he puts his mind to get it done, it's gonna get done. I don't even know what's the word for that. The will to get.
Yeah,
it,
he has like a will thing.
When he
like,
wants to, yeah. when he has a determined mind.
Yeah.
There's not much that can get in his way.
For sure. And then Chaz is just a kind guy. He's just kind to a fault to him sometimes, but he's a kind guy, and his physical, we've always said Chaz's physical comedy is great. It's superb. Like, if I need Chaz
to, I thought you were just going to say his physical. Like, Chaz is sexy.
Oh, yeah, Chaz is physical.
He does have the most six-pack ass nigga out of the group. So, you got to give him
bastard.
That.
Yeah, physical comedy, yeah. I think he's great at that.
I think just natural silliness. Yeah, he's probably the funniest.
He's just a silly guy.
Out of that point, like, to me. Like, yeah. He's just, the first thing we did together, me and Chaz, was for Dormtainment, was damn, what's the joint where he's Mr. Sensitivity?
Oh, Mr. Sensitivity. Remember that? Yeah, that was great.
And he didn't have to talk in those series. And that, going to your point, the physical comedy, it just shines. So.
Quincy Turner, what's your advice to up and coming podcast creators to make it entertaining?
We still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, like,
to be honest, I mean,
it's whatever's entertaining to that audience that you're entertaining. Like, if you talked about science, there's a group of people out there that fucking love science. So you just, I think being an expert at your craft or like whatever that thing is, that's going to make it entertaining. The more you know, like, we talk comedy and trending topics and we're just good on the cuff, that's what makes us, this podcast, go. But if you have a specialty, if you're like people who are relationship experts, they talk about relationships and they strive in that. So I think it's just getting good at your craft.
Then on the other side of it is just really researching and finding, because we do live in a new age of social media and YouTube.
Yeah.
Where when we were coming up doing the game, it was really like, if you just creative, it's going to go. Or if you do something just funny or silly or whatever. You remember, it started off with 15 seconds of just people just screaming.
Yeah.
And now, somehow we went back to that.
Low key.
We went back to that. But it used to be just crazy stuff, and we wanted to go long form. And so we were making that more long form skits and stuff. And that's what we just became professionals at.
Yeah.
Yo, we're just doing this. We're dropping this. We got a time, just like a TV show. Date, 7 o'clock Sunday. We dropping this thing. Look out for it. And we were just promoted everywhere as hard as we could.
Yeah.
But now the game is a little different with the algorithm.
The almighty algorithm
that constantly shadow bans for the words that I say.
Yeah, for the words that a man says.
But, you know, so there's things you got to fight, but, we got to get better. We're going to get more guests. There's more things that you got to do. Whatever it is you want to do, that niche thing, now you got to find out what uniqueness to that niche you're going to bring that nobody else is doing.
Yeah. Sect, if you could get anyone who would you
like
want?
Like the Pharaoh?
S-E-C-T.
Or the God or something?
Yeah, sound like it. If you could get anyone, who would you want to narrate the Freaknik documentary you mentioned wanting to make outside of a member of Dormtainment? I think Samuel L. Jackson would be a good fit. Yeah, him or Morgan Freeman.
To narrate the documentary?
Like, if it was like a narrated documentary of a Freaknik event. Him or, like, honestly, Snoop Dogg would be funny. Snoop Dogg, when he does commentary, is one of the funniest things.
But I feel like I've heard him, like, on, like, I don't know, one of those movies like The Car Wash or something like that. Narrate.
And it got annoying.
No. He's cool, but it's just like, there's somebody else that could. I'm not sure who.
I'm not sure. But Samuel Jackson ain't bad. That's definitely not
to
bad.
To narrate our movie.
Yeah. To narrate. I'm not mad. I would have to hear it, but I'm not mad at it. D. Will, as an investor myself, I hear y'all talk about investment sometimes. Where do you guys get your info from? So I follow this guy named Chris Johnson. He's part of this club called The Wealth Squad. And then we follow a YouTube channel called The Come Up Series. So you can check out those two if you want to check out. How do you feel about Black Afro 77? How do you feel about the Digital Roses Don't Die album? I don't think I listened to that one. I'm not sure who that is.
You haven't heard of Digital Roses?
No.
Come on, Ron.
Leslie Pope.
He ain't on game.
I'm thinking about settling down and buying a ring for my girl, but I'm not sure how to go about it. I see rings that I think she would like, but they aren't the biggest diamond. But alternatively, I've seen some lab-created gems that look nice and are more affordable with my current budget. So I just give her a ring that I think she would like, or save up for a more bigger rock. Well, you should do what's financially responsible.
Yes.
I'm gonna always tell you to do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the love, regardless, should be if you gotten to this point.
Yeah. If a ring is what really is going, if she gets mad at a ring you get her, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
So. But
Now you being financially responsible, that should be a green flag for her. Like, okay, well, yeah.
But I will say the lab tested diamonds are still diamonds.
Yeah.
They're still diamonds. They're actual real diamonds.
Yeah.
And they're actually clearer than natural cut diamonds.
Yeah.
The natural diamonds. So, something to think about.
But, you know, think about your budget. Think about you still got a wedding. You still got things you're going to do. Yeah. think about that. It ain't cheap out here in these streets. Scavmine, what are some new books you could recommend? The last few have been life changing for me. I'm reading business books right now. I'm reading this book called Who Not How. And also Discipline is Destiny by Ryan Holiday is a good book that I just read. I still need to, I think I'm on the last half.
That's his newest book?
Yeah, his newest book. So those are my two suggestions right now. I don't know if you've seen anything new that you
Not recently.
Yeah. Jordan Love, are y'all, ain't that a quarterback?
It is for Green Bay.
Are y'all ever going to talk about why two members departed the group? Okay, well, first off, one member definitely departed the group, and we've,
What is that?
Are you going to ever talk about why two members departed the group? They're talking about Tay and Chaz. Chaz is in Atlanta, so I think me and Cam talked about this before. Chaz will come for bigger projects and stuff like that, but day-to-day things, we kind of holding it down for the day-to-day stuff, and they have family in Georgia that Chaz is helping out with. So, I mean, nobody left the group. We're grown men doing grown men things, which is fine. But Tay, y'all already know that situation. We already addressed that.
Yeah. Where is that letter? Like, didn't we post it on Facebook?
That was on Facebook, but we've said it so many times. It's all love. It's all good. To Bobby Burnett, was sunglasses always the move, or did you have the want to start a business and just landing on sunglasses? Also, I need my prescription line. Y'all playing? Well, prescription, it's coming, man. We gotta take time. You know, it's 2 years in. We're getting there. We're scaling. But I mentioned to Cam I wanted a sunglass business a long time ago. He just happened to remember that during the pandemic, and that's how it came. And it's becoming more and more fun because it's an extra creative muscle to do that. It's actually helping me work my business bone so that I can use that in other facets of our businesses. So yeah, it's cool.
Nice.
Bobito, did y'all listen to the newest Jeezy and DJ Drama album? It felt like a 05-08 mixtape. Jeezy, very solid album. There was I heard it's kind of solid.
Word.
It's kind of solid. I was like, okay, I can ride to this. Okay, Jeezy.
All right. Check that out.
X2C Aphrodisiac. Without getting y'all self canceled, how do y'all feel about the nope, not doing it? we ain't got time for that. That whole thing. Listen, brother. We trying to keep this money rolling, so we're gonna skip that question.
I'm willing to get canceled on Mayhem Hour. If you want to bring it out there, come on.
We need money on this one.
Fridays at 7 p.m.
If you want to get canceled, come on over to Mayhem Hour. Even though I don't think that's really a canceled question, but can we make y'all a new intro song? Promise it'll be fire. Go ahead.
Who is that?
Sonic Communion. Hey, listen, brother. I could hear some stuff. Like, you want to send something?
Yes, please. If you want us to hear us, but we can't promise it be the new intro.
We'll probably be the intro, but we'll take a listen.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We'll take a listen.
If it's good, we might even play it for
let the fans decide. They gotta decide.
Yeah.
Jamari Ripto.
That's actually a good idea.
Longtime supporter, just for what's y'all favorite candle scent? That's funny. That's a very grown ass question.
What's your favorite candle?
Like, I like a nice lavender, eucalyptus.
I usually like something with
some wood,
cucumber in it.
Oh, cucumber! I have a nice sandalwood. That's kind of good.
Yeah, I do like some shit too. Like something with some tobacco in it.
I don't know why it's some tobacco.
Yeah, they got tobacco.
I know it just sounds like some backwoods.
I know what you're talking about. Tobacco, like mixed with. Tobacco's in your cologne too, a lot of times. It's like a warm.
Miss Johnson, do y'all have a video that you created in the past that you wish was more popular?
All of them. That'd be dope.
That'd be nice. But if I could think one.
I would say that, everything we did out of 2020.
Yeah, because there was some good stuff in there.
There was a thing. There was something going on with the algorithm with that one, and I.
Because Quarantine Thugs is funny.
Quarantine Thugs is hilarious.
The barbershop shit was
barbershop.
The quarantine barber.
Quarantine barber was hilarious. What was the one where y'all prisoners?
Yeah, that was the Quarantine Thugs.
Oh, Quarantine Thugs. Yeah. But then there was another one where. What was the other one? Oh, the kids, the trans age kids.
Trans age kids was funny.
That was right before.
Oh, that was right. But that still was fun. Yeah. That was popular. That was.
We put out a row of like 3 to 5 sketches in 2020. That I was like, man, these should have more views.
Yeah. William Val, you and your dad in your primes, who wins a fight?
Duh, that is such a funny question.
I'm gonna give it the slice. Like, because I'm thinking about my prime. So what's my prime? What's our prime? 25 to now? Like in this?
Well, it's whenever you feel like you're at your strongest, maybe.
Would be now, probably. I'm in my best shape now.
Okay. Well,
then my dad in his prime? Nah, he probably got me.
Because he was in the military too.
He probably
my dad was in the military too.
He might know some shit.
Which I didn't really think about.
He might, yeah.
Because my initial thing is I just want to say, I'll whoop my dad.
That's my initial. Like, slice, I'll whoop your ass. You come around.
But you try to realistically look at it, I'm pretty sure.
My dad was in shape too. He showed me he was ripped.
Oh, yeah.
He might would have got me. He might have got. I'd have kicked that nigga though. Miss Johnson, when you were kids, what did you want to be when you grew up? I mean, so many things. I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, you go through the list of things you want to be. I knew.
I did want to do something. It was rapper. It was rapper producer for the longest. I think the longest stretch of something knowing like I want to do this, it was probably rapper.
Like what? From what age did it start?
Probably like. 14, 15,
yeah. Well, I don't even know at that point what I wanted to do yet. Cause
it just had to be something in music. That's what I was leaning towards at that time.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Confessions of L. Rosebank. That's funny.
I think I took one of those tests one time as a kid where they told you what you can be or what you're going to be or something like that. Some type of like determination test. If you go in this direction in life, you'll be possibly happy.
Yeah.
And I think it says some shit like farmer. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to be no goddamn farmer.
But low key, like, that probably sounds like a nice. It's probably a nice life if you wasn't such a creative.
I'm 35. Yeah. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Now that you're 35 and grown, that sounds
to
like...
To have a farm and just...
Making money off your farm, too.
Making money. Oh, yeah. And then you working your muscle. You getting workouts in without even really, like, having to go to the gym anymore.
Health is probably great. You eating off your land. Health is good.
Smelling the fresh, clean air. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Time's different. That's what my money is going to get some land.
some land.
Some goddamn land.
Key. That's investment. Land.
That's investment right there.
Confessions of L. Rosebank. That shit sound like a Hulu show. is it wrong to cut people off even though they helped you a lot? We just don't gel anymore. I said this once. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it on another podcast too where I can really break it down. Love and compatibility are two different things. And I think once we understand that, we're going to get a lot further in relationships and in life. In relationships and in life. Because... Is it wrong to cut people off even though they helped you a lot? No. My mom or my sister or whoever could have helped me for years. If they do something wrong or you're just not at a place where that's unhealthy to you, you got to let people go. I feel like, is it going to be tough? Yeah. Is it going to maybe take some time? Yeah. But if you've already tried to heal it, whatever that situation is, and it's not healing, like... You just may not be compatible no more. Like, it's what it is. I feel like it's two different things, but.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to think of that question in the opposite then.
Yeah.
Like, so you're enslaved to that person for the rest of it? They're entitled to your time forever?
Even though you don't get along? That sounds stressful.
So my question to you would be, so you could never cut anybody off, even if they, you know what I'm saying? So the reason you cut people off is usually because they have affected you in a negative way in life, you know, whether it's for a short or long period of time. And you're just like, I don't want to deal with this. And you have the right to say that with anybody. So,
Aaron Davis, going to Art Basel soon for the first time. Y'all have any Art Basel stories? Also, Dion Lack ain't the only nigga that got them niggas on Fairfax. Oh, they got by them niggas on Fairfax. Got me a long time ago. I don't even carry cash no more because of that. That's funny. Art Basel, I know it's December, like, 1st through the 4th. No crazy Art Basel stories. I was there last year. It's a good time. It's just, it's so much art. There's so many, like, activations going on. I remember I went to this like Google activation last time I was there. That was cool. It's like, yeah, it's just different art shit, different little events. You can, it's great for networking. There's a lot of artists down there, especially if you in any type of art field or anything like that.
Right.
Damn, it might be cool to try to get Shady Side up next Art Basel. That'd be cool. Set up a little thing down there. But yeah, Art Basel was fun. JS React, why Rome always scared in his stories? Cause shit be scary. Fucking scared, y'all. Like, you don't want to. Like, at least I admit it. You know, that's me being vulnerable with y'all.
You gotta appreciate that, I guess.
You know, shut up.
Bitch.
Saturn, can I get some free game on business model for an online store? If I make it big, I'll donate and y'all can hold me to that.
Nice.
We're giving free game. We started a Shady Side Up YouTube, so we're gonna be talking about how we built the business from there. So
nice.
Follow that, and it's slowly over time. And we were on our Shady Side Up TikTok, and yeah, we're trying to figure TikTok is a whole nother. We're trying to figure out TikTok for doing Tame for Comedy Trap. TikTok is a whole nother beast, but we're getting that together.
China's taking everything.
Yeah, China's taking everything. question: would you rather have a gay son or a thot daughter? I mean, give me the gay son. At least I got to deal with one dick.
For the win. For the win. Continue. I don't even need that.
For Action Hero Cam, he's not here, but we can read this because this is funny. You can do one of the following. Take off and land a Boeing 737 full of passengers unassisted by a person in the cockpit. YouTube is available as a learning tool. Or disarm a bomb with just two wires. If in both scenarios, your closest loved ones' lives depend on you. I ain't gonna lie, I've learned a lot from you too.
Shit.
I've learned a lot from you too. I might have to go with the Boeing. But you don't have time. You're panicking.
What, you think you're gonna, hold on, Rome. You think you're gonna be in a plane going down and you're gonna pull out YouTube?
No, he's saying YouTube is available.
I'm just saying, how you going to use YouTube in emergencies like this? So you had a bomb. Yeah. You're going to pull up YouTube next to you. You're going to be looking at
Well, maybe I should do the bomb then, because there's only two wires I'm worried about. So maybe I should figure that out.
But then you got to worry about how much time you got.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
The time's ticking on that, and the time's ticking on the plane.
Woo, that's nervous. I don't know which one worse. At least a bomb, if it explodes, is quick. Plane, you might.
I mean, if you go down, that's pretty.
Well, I don't know. Your body might separate. You might be still alive or something. I don't know.
That would be horrific.
That would be terrible. That would be fucking terrible. Yeah, but that's a tough one. I'll save that for Cam. Let me screenshot it.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what he said. Maybe we can read it. I'll save it for him. That's funny, though.
I'll tell you what Cam would say. I'll land the plane.
Oh, yeah. He definitely gonna say that. This thing funny. Now, we're at the end of these questions. If we want to see if there's any interesting ones from the other set, we can, or we're at an hour. So
let's check it out. Let me see what we got real quick.
We got two lists, guys, so we were trying to work both of the lists. Trying to answer me. I know some of them are repeat.
Thawan? Is that how you say that name?
That sounds funny.
With the recent release of Her Loss, what other collab albums would you like to see from other artists?
Damn, I said other artists, but I said for sure I want Drake and Rick Ross because they've been supposed to do that. I still want that one. But if we take them out, take Drake out, take that.
For me right now, I'm on this wave, and I think I was talking about this with Mike, where I would like to see old artists collabing with new artists.
Old as in our, like, T.I. Ludacris age, or older than that?
It could be that and older. Okay. And then younger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see collabs of people that are hot right now do collab with people that might not have got the... Like, if... let me think of somebody.
Like Jid... like, it's just, now that I say Ludacris, Jid and Ludacris, they both from Atlanta. It'd be interesting, possibly.
It'd possibly be interesting to do something. But you're just saying you could that, keep going far yeah, back, too. You know yeah, what I'm saying? You could keep going. You could bring, get somebody to do something with LL Cool J.
I ain't gonna, that'd be funny.
You know what I'm saying? Funny, yeah. Like, you know, you could
Nas,
do a cool,
Nas and Kendrick would have been something crazy.
That would have been something crazy, yeah, right? Something like, crazy. You get an old school, new school kind of. Yeah. And then another one is, I wanted DJ Khaled at one point to do an R&B album.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I wanted him to do R&B collaborations. Because I've never seen anybody really do that much of that. Like, just a straight R&B album with collaborations with different R&B singers.
That'd be hard.
You know what I'm saying? I think, and especially at a time where Diddy's saying R&B's dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I ain't mad at that. That's a great question. Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm trying to think. Who could J. Cole rock with? I mean, he could probably go with a few different people, but I'm just trying to think.
Petey Pablo?
J. Cole and Petey. If they both came on there rapping too, that shit would be funny. All right, guys. Well, look, we reached the hour.
Hold on. Let me see if there's
any. We'll see if there's any other interesting ones. I think I like doing these. These are fun. We might need to do these like once a month or once every 2 months. These are cool. Answering questions, keeping y'all informed what we got going on, how we feeling. Do you think there will come a day when we will not podcast anymore? And what that day would look like?
Like us or people? Yeah. Well, us not podcasting anymore? Yeah.
Would that look like, okay, we got crazy movie deals and we just having the work type of thing possibly?
I would think so. Yeah. I would think so. Because what's stopping niggas just talking on the mic?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and especially we're living in a world where like it's increasing.
Yeah, like podcasts really.
It's
increasing,
like it's
yeah,
going to be worth billions of dollars by next year
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
more money's coming in. So we're gonna keep podcasting.
Yeah, we're gonna keep podcasting. You know, this is a different avenue that we've taken and stuff, and we really feel like this is kind of the evolution, kind of an evolution of Dormtainment.
Yeah,
and
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Dinklin Tavares said, have you guys thought about live streaming consistently? I feel like most of us would love it. You probably get a bunch of clip worth of content, which is key to TikTok and shorts.
I think yes, but I think it's everybody's schedule.
Yeah, it's right about now. Scheduling. Like
there's,
right now,
there's probably a way it could work. I would just have to be like, all right, where would this fit at in this schedule?
It might be a thing because somebody suggested this. We did a live stream recently for Comedy Trap House News with Marvin,
mm-hmm,
and we did it because honestly the following week kind of ran out of time. Yeah. We didn't have time, so we still wanted to drop an episode. I said, let's do it live.
Yeah,
people ended up liking that and suggested to him to maybe do it once a month, and maybe that could be something we do that for could the be pod, something, that could like definitely once be something, out of the
we can definitely do once a month.
Yeah, once a week out of the month we just do a live stream straight up.
I'm not mad at that.
Make it happen. So maybe we have more of our shows do that. Y'all already know Mayhem's ours live stream.
And then if that just keeps growing, then
we're gonna keep making it happen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down with that. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House, special edition questions episode. If y'all like these episodes, let us know. If you don't like these episodes, let us know. But I feel like these are fun because it's like a little check-in. Like, you know what I'm saying? These are a little check-in, see what we got going on, get real close and personal with you guys. Remember to leave a comment on our Apple reviews on Comedy Trap House so we can make sure we get those comments up.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working out the Christmas schedule thing. I think we'll be here for like two of the Mondays and then we'll figure out the rest because I think everything's shutting down here at some point. But and then we'll be back top of the year. But we will keep you guys posted. Follow Instagram, CTH Podcast, Twitter, CTH Podcast, Facebook, Comedy Trap House, Cash App, CTH Podcast. We're going to get some new faces in here. My cousin's here, so I'm about to put her ass to work. We'll probably have some new audio help coming soon. Mike Mendez is gonna pop back in. His shows are still going on, still gonna do mic dropping stuff, so he's just getting his schedule together. So yeah, we're just slowly building, so you guys bear with us, and we will see you guys next week. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.